This is the Warrior Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Greg Swanson, podcasting from gorgeous Mile High, Colorado Springs. The Warrior Mind Podcast is a personal empowerment series that provides you the information required to develop a mindset of a warrior, maximize your human potential, and achieve peak performance. The Warrior Mind Podcast is produced every week for your enjoyment, and show notes and links can be found at warriormindcoach.com. Use the pull-down menu and look for the blog. Come back often and feel free to add the podcast to your RSS feed or iTunes, and please share this with your friends, neighbors, and relatives. If this is your first time listening, thank you for coming. If you're returning, thank you for your continued support. That what we want is in somebody else's hands, in our boss's hands, in the significant other's hands, whatever it is. When we wait, when we put ourselves on hold, we completely take away all our power to have effect on our life. So taking yourself, that's like being on hold in the phone. You hang up and you go back again. You hang up, you go back again. You hang up and go back a dip again until they say, can I put you on hold? You go, no, absolutely not. Because they're controlling your time. Effectively, we want to use that analogy for our life too. Stop putting yourself on hold and stop taking some and start taking some other action. So focus on the who, not the what. If you find that you've been stuck on a goal for a while, try restarting it in the who am I terms instead of what do I want terms. This can be thought as be, do, have. Obviously, we want to know what we want to have. We want to have that goal. But more importantly, then we have to decide who do we need to be to reach that. Because if we didn't have to change, we'd already have that in our life. So if you want a significant other, or if you want a romantic relationship, you want a different job, you want a raise, you want a promotion, you need to be, you need to change. And so you look at where you are right now, and you look at who would I need to be? If, you know, let's just say you wanted to change your physique. Maybe you would need to be a focused athlete. That means you plan your workout ahead of time. You go into the gym. You're dedicated. You stop talking. You do each rep, each set. You rest a minimum amount of time. You go in there. You do your cardio. You come back. That is what a focused athlete would do. That's who you need to be. And then you do those things in accordance with that athletic image that you have. And then you get the physique that you want. But if you just say you want the physique and you don't go to the gym and you don't eat right, and you this, how come I don't get the right physique? Because you're not being that focused athlete. If you want to get things accomplished, you need to be that determined warrior. If you're not getting things done and you wonder why, think of the mindset of a determined warrior. What would that warrior need to believe, their virtues? Then what would they need to do? They need to practice. They would practice every day. They would take action every day. They would measure the results. They would correct and continue. Those are the things that would happen. So if you're looking at what, and then they would get what they want, right? Be, do, have. Then they would have what they want. They just don't sit there and go, it would be nice to have this, it would be nice to have that. And you don't change. So out of the next two things that I talk about, this be, do, have is probably the most important thing that you can embrace. If you want to get a really great understanding of it, pick up the book Psycho Cybernetics. It's about self-image. But Carl Jung talked about it in terms of archetypes. We all have these times in our life when we were someone else and we did something that we normally didn't do. That's what we want to do consciously. We want to know who do we want to be to get what we want and then take actions in alignment with it. And it is challenging sometimes to determine who do I need to be to get what I want. So this is why we look at, superheroes or fictitious people or real people. We want to look at that, not them as a human, but them as a avatar or as an archetype, and then understand what their thoughts are, what their beliefs are, what their actions are, and do that to get what we want. So out of all of it, be, do, have, if you embrace that and nothing else, that simple formula will take you a long, long, long way in life. So analyze it.
So there's this concept of a 80-20 rule. 80% of your issues in life come 20% of your faults, if you will. 80% of your success in life comes from 20% of your effort. So by instead of trying to focus on 100%, I got to stop doing this, stop doing that, all these small little things that aren't going to leverage into big successes, look at that 20%. Maybe you just don't even work out, and maybe you don't even eat good nutrition and sleep well. Change those three things. That's 20%. And you're going to have 80% changes in your life. Just those three things. You don't have to take all the different supplements and do the 10,000 or 3,000 steps and do all these little things that aren't going to make a difference. I'm not saying they're not important, but if you want to get full leverage, focus on the 20% to get the 80%. Stop doing 20% of what you're doing in an unhealthy way, whether it's unhealthy for a promotion, unhealthy for a relationship, or unhealthy for your physical health. Stop doing 20% and see an 80% result of that. So stop doing 20%, start doing 20%, and see the huge shift that's going to happen in your life. And you know what that 20% is. You absolutely know if you just stopped eating sugar and processed food, boy, your physique would change. If you would just get 8 hours of sleep, you could get to the gym. Those are the 20% that have the biggest impact on your life. Sign a value. So one of the biggest mistakes I see is that clients discount the value of their time. And what I mean is not how much they get paid per hour, but by saying yes to things that take away from others, right? Remember, when you say yes to something, you say no to 100 other things. One of those 100 other things might be who you want to be. So we'll use, changing your physique, and you have this focused athlete. And somebody says, hey, can we go out for a walk? But you're determined to go to the gym, and you tell them, okay, I'll go for a walk with you. Well, by going for a walk, you're saying yes, you're saying no to the gym, no to the focused athlete, no to that dedication. It could be appropriate maybe to say, hey, I appreciate you asking me. I'm going to the gym. Why don't you join me at the gym? And then afterwards, we can go for a walk, right? That's saying yes to what you want. If you say yes to something, remember you're saying no to something else. So think of be, do, have. Who do you need to be? What do you need to do and to get what you want to have? And then when you come to a decision, you're either saying, yes, I'm going to move towards it, or no, I'm going to move away from it. And it really is that simple. It may not be easy, but it's simple. So determine what it is. Value your time, value your focus, value who you want to be and what you want to do by saying yes to those things and saying no to the other things. Saying no to TV and get up and go for that walk. Saying no to fast food and saying yes to preparing a home-cooked meal, right? When we say no and yes, these things are there. But the more we say yes to what supports us, the more that's who we need to be and do to get to what we want to have. So remember, when you say yes, are you saying yes to go towards your goal, or are you saying yes to go away from it? Because there's only two directions. You either go towards or away. So when you're saying yes to something, and I'm not saying this has to be, black and white. Obviously, there are times when friends needs us, we make concessions. But if you look at, the majority of the time that you're saying yes to it, then that gives you that flexibility. But if you're saying yes to everything except yourself, then that's why we are waiting on our life. Well, I'm waiting for my friends to get their act together. I'm waiting for the gym to have a class when I can take it. I'm waiting for this. I'm waiting for that. Stop waiting and just make it happen. And then you can start to adjust and correct and continue to blend your life into the way that you want to. Just keep in mind the difference between you and the people who are getting what they want is that they got started and kept moving towards what they wanted. They knew who they wanted to be. They know what they had to do to get what they wanted to have. They knew the leverage of 80-20, and they valued their time by saying yes to what they want. So if you would like to see the show notes on this podcast, you can go over to warriormindcoach.com, see the show notes. You can find some blog posts, some other podcasts over there. And since you'll be on the internet, please visit me at LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest under Warrior Mind Coach. saying yes to it, then that gives you that flexibility. But if you're saying yes to everything except yourself, then that's why we are waiting on our life. Well, I'm waiting for my friends to get their act together. I'm waiting for the gym to have a class when I can take it. I'm waiting for this. I'm waiting for that. Stop waiting and just make it happen. And then you can start to adjust and correct and continue to blend your life into the way that you want to. Just keep in mind, the difference between you and the people who are getting what they want is that they got started and kept moving towards what they wanted. They knew who they wanted to be. They know what they had to do to get what they wanted to have. They knew the leverage of 80-20, and they valued their time by saying yes to what they want. So if you would like to see the show notes on this podcast, you can go over to warriormindcoach.com, see the show notes. You can find some blog posts, some other podcasts over there. And since you'll be on the internet, please visit me at LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest under Warrior Mind Coach.
Thanks for listening to the Warrior Mind Podcast. If you like what you've heard, please tell your friends and subscribe by your favorite RSS or podcast feed. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.